Tower VWA, KZ4TMA. KZ4TMA monitoring.
SES Mobile, listening.
HXS, I think that's Dave. This is Simon, KZ4TMA.
Hey, Simon, how are you? Good morning. I'm just running down to Taylor's over at a friend of mine. Bring him back to the house so we can finish working on his vehicle.
A couple errands myself, but sorry, I missed that last part of your transmission. Working on his what?
His vehicle. Vehicle. Sorry, I probably let go of the mic too quick.
I thought I heard you say physical. I didn't know if you were starting a medical practice in your house.
only works on air conditioning. That's what I'm proficient at. Everything else is...
Understood. Well, yeah, I know you might have heard me a minute ago. I was seeing if I could catch Steve. I think you were on, that's when we last spoke. He was talking me into buying an HF radio from him, and I got a couple questions for him. I might go for it. I wasn't quite ready to be shopping around for an HF, but it's a good opportunity, so I might go ahead and do it.
How do I say this without upsetting anybody? Even I have my general ticket, so you know I was into HF quite a number of years ago when I was still on the road, you know, truck driving. I still have a ICOM IC706 Mark IIG, which is an all mode all band radio, and I also have an IC7000. Which was the replacement for the 706. Now they have another radio. I don't know what the heck it is. I don't keep up on the HF stuff as much as some guys do. I like voice instead of code and all these digital modes I'm just not into. There's a lot of options out there to do. I mean, there's so much you can do. The new radios, man, you can probably hook them up to your phone for crying out loud, or, you know, you hook them up to the laptop and you can do a million different things with them. I just don't know.
Yeah, and I am certainly not ready to get that deep into things. I still enjoy just understanding the basics, and I enjoy the nostalgia of a simple radio with just good old analog transmission and that kind of thing. So that's where I am for now. But anyway, yeah, I was, you know, we catch Steve. Got a couple questions for him. I might start out with the radio he's got in mind. But all right, air conditioning. This is good to know. I might nag you sometime, see if I can get free advice from you over the airwaves. I'm actually about to replace. I know this probably isn't the kind of air conditioning you've done, but I'm actually about to take my first stab at replacing the compressor and a few components of the AC system on my 97 Jeep Wrangler. It was my first car, and it's becoming a little bit of a hobby as I learn how to tinker on it. But I have no mechanical background, so I'm certainly learning as I go.
Conversation probably for off the air, Steve can give you my phone number, if, you know, if you have his number or something or whatever, we can run into each other somewhere. I'm very cautious of what I say on the air as far as, you know, what I do for business, because, man, you tend to get into that gray area of, are you conducting business on the air? You know, saying, you know, so that kind of stuff I'll talk to you off the air about.
Point. But I'm just chatting for now. I thought of that project when you mentioned that you work in that area. But anyway, all right, well, I hope it goes well today with, we're working on the vehicle, not a physical, and I'm actually already here, so I'll go ahead and say 73, but thanks for responding. It was good to chat with you, and next time we catch Steve on the air together, I'll see if I can learn from you about ways to give him a hard time over the airways. All right, well, thanks again. I'll take 73s for now. KZ4TMA. I'll be clear after your final.
Yeah, no problem, Simon. I razz Steve all the time, you know. he's a good guy. He'll definitely help you out if he can, you know. He's helped me quite a bit in the past year and a half or so, almost 2 years since I've known him. Yeah, absolutely. I have no problem with, free advice. It's, you know, I have no problem at all, you know. I have all the tools necessary to do what I need to do. I mainly work on residential I don't do a lot of commercial work on buildings and stuff. I do mainly residential household installs and tune-ups and things like that. But anyway, all right, you have a good day. KB2HXS will be listening out. Thank you.